You're listening to SBS News.
After a weekend of anti-lockdown protests in European cities such as Stockholm, Vienna and Munich, some COVID-19 restrictions are starting to ease. Israel has reopened its hospitality venues, including bars and restaurants, on Sunday. Most people were relieved to head out again, but Tel Aviv resident Ariel is still hesitant about the vaccine.
I'm very excited that things will go back to normal, but let's see how it works. Like, I'm not sure about all the vaccines, and there will be citizens class A and class B, the one who was vaccinated and one who were not.
Israel is fast-tracking its immunisation program, with more than half the population already being injected with a single dose. And as part of more relaxed rules, travel restrictions are being eased and schools are reopening with some limits. Israel has vowed to work with Brazil in a joint effort to overcome the coronavirus pandemic. Brazil's Foreign Minister Ernesto Araújo has praised Israel's vaccination program.
The whole world is mobilizing, but I think Brazil and Israel together can show that we have the capacity of go beyond maybe what other countries are doing, and innovating. That's something that is ambitious, of course, but the whole dimension, the whole spirit of this partnership we're building is to be bold, to be ambitious, and to try to make a difference together in the world.
Brazil has the third highest number of coronavirus infections of any country worldwide, at almost 11 million cases. Italy has also been badly affected during the pandemic. Director of Public Health in Rome, Enrico Di Rosa, says the country has paid a high price during the pandemic, but there is hope.
Luckily, now the vaccine is a tool which allows us to have a way out. We have very encouraging signs from other countries that started vaccinating citizens before us. Now our data is starting to be encouraging too, and this pushes us to do everything possible to rapidly and positively change the epidemiological picture.
Italy's Health Minister Roberto Speranza wants its population coming forward for a vaccine to be inoculated by the end of the European summer. But there have also been protests in Europe against compulsory vaccinations. About 3,000 people in Romania gathered outside Parliament in Bucharest as tighter restrictions are introduced for a 14-day period. George Simeon is from the right-wing Orthodox AUR party, and he argues it's about choice.
It's not against vaccination. We came here to say that each person has the freedom to choose, so it's not compulsory.
And as tighter restrictions start in Romania on Monday, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is calling March the 8th a significant step in the pathway to freedom, with students returning to school.
But I do think that we're ready. I think people want to go back. I think they feel it. They feel the need for it. And you ask about the risk. I think the risk is actually in not going back to school.
The government is giving National Health Service staff a 1% pay rise, but there is still speculation about worker demonstrations and industrial action. Queen Elizabeth II has paid tribute to medical professionals throughout the Commonwealth for their dedication and sense of duty in a televised address.
We have also taken encouragement from remarkable advances in developing new vaccines and treatments. The testing times experienced by so many have led to a deeper appreciation of the mutual support and spiritual sustenance we enjoy by being connected to others.
And Prince Charles has reflected on how the pandemic has disrupted society and human togetherness as part of his speech for Commonwealth Day commemorations.
Amidst such heartbreaking suffering, however, the extraordinary determination, courage, and creativity with which people have responded has been an inspiration to us all.
A hopeful message to the world as vaccination efforts intensify in the fight against COVID-19. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.